Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good evening to my radio audience today. I am here again. I am here once again today. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the heavenly host, to the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the Holy Spirit, to the heavenly host, and to the remnant. I would like to give the God of Israel all the glory, honor, and praise that's due to his great, wonderful name today. His name is Ahayah. I am here again to teach you where I left off yesterday. I told you I'm going hard with the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah. I got to do it. I have to teach it because we need to know the truth now. We need to know the truth, and we need to understand what, again, we need to do. Okay, people? So I'm here again today. I'm here again today. I told you this is God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks training. All 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 3. We're going to try to get through this in 8 weeks. This is my third attempt to try to teach the 613 laws that's written up in the Bible that you people don't feel like it's important for you to do. You don't have to read it. You don't have to know it. There's nothing that you need to know about the God of Israel law. But I'm here today to tell you are absolutely wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Just had a little bit of problem right now trying to log in. Something happened here at my house. I had an accident, and, you know, I ran into some problems. But here, I am here again. I'm here right now. Could you give me 1 minute, people? Give me 1 minute, please. 1 minute. I'm back, people. It is amazing to me, people. It is really, literally so amazing to me that we have a people in this earth. We have a people in this earth, all kind of people that say they love God. God is their father. And, you know, they with God, and God is going to bless them and help them. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me how nobody that I know or have saw is actually practicing the law, doing the law, trying to understand the law of none of that. So let's go right into our lesson today. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks of teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 3. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host again, Elisha Ba. This is the seventh day of the week. It's a holy day. It's the Sabbath. It is the Sabbath. So let's go right into the 613 laws and pick it up where we left off yesterday. Pick it up right where we left off yesterday, people. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, 661-244-9831. You would like to call in and say something, you are more than welcome to do that. Maybe read a law yourself. Go to the Torah, the Old Testament, and read a law with me. Whatever you would like to do, you can voice your opinion or whatever you feel. Okay, we're going to pick it up right here at law number 43. Law number 43. Law number 43, the poor and unfortunate. That's what we are reading about today, the poor and the unfortunate. The poor and the unfortunate. We are reading this section of the law, of the 613 laws that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls. And then your translated Bible, your English version Bible, your Spanish version Bible, all your versions. Okay, that's what we're doing. the poor and the unfortunate. That's what we're going to be talking about right now. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, like 18 laws for the poor and the unfortunate. And we're going to pick it up at verse 43. I'm going to read as many as I can with you today. I'm going to go to the scripture and the Bible verse, and I'm going to read as many as I can with you today. But like I say, I need to cover at least 50 laws every time I come on. And I plan on coming on Tuesdays and Saturdays to complete this 8-week series. So I'm going to read some of them with you, but I don't think I'm going to be able to read all of them with you. But if you have your Bible, you can just open it up and you can write down the Bible verses and you can go right along with me as I go. So we're going to pick it up right here in the section about the poor and the unfortunate that is written up in the book, in the Old Testament, in the Torah. Law number 43, we're going to pick it up. Not to gather gleaning the ears that have fallen to the ground while reaping. That's Leviticus 19:9. If you would like to read it, you're more than welcome to do that. Not to gather the gleaning. So the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, told the children of Israel, Ahayah is his name, not to gather the gleaning of the ears of the corn. The ears of the corn that have fallen to the ground. Leave them for the poor. That's Leviticus 19:9. Leave them for the poor. And that's why you got hungry people all over the earth today. Why? Because the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, are not doing what the God of Israel put them in this earth to do. And that's why you got hungry people all over the earth today, because the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation, is not doing what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do. He put us in this earth for a reason, to help the poor, to help the unfortunate. We're supposed to have our own food so we can feed the poor and take care of the homeless and the widows and the orphans and anybody that need help. But because we are rebellious, you people are stiff-necked people, and you don't want to do what the God of Israel want you to do, then guess what? People are suffering all over the earth today. Poor people are suffering all over the earth today. Little children going to bed hungry. Homeless people. We got all kind of stuff in the earth going on because the children of Israel, instead of serving the God of the Hebrews, the God of Israel, they rather to serve man. They rather serve themselves. They rather do whatever they want to do with their life and with their time. And that's why the earth is in the condition that it's in today, because the God of Israel have a people in this earth, a rebellious, proud, stiff-hearted people that refuses to do what the God of Israel put them in this earth today. You people simply just refuse. It's already written. It's already in the Torah. It's already in the Bible. It's already in the Hebrew scrolls what you're supposed to be doing as the children of the God of Israel, the chosen seed in the earth, Abraham's seed, Isaac's seed, and Jacob's seed. Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. You refuse to do what the God of Israel put you in this earth to do. And guess what? You got all kind of blood that's on your hand, Israel. You got all kind of blood that's on your hand. Because guess what? You're supposed to be taking care of the poor. If you was doing what you're supposed to be doing, we wouldn't have no poor people. We wouldn't have no poverty and all this stuff in the earth today. But because you choose to go up in the grocery store and you choose to take all your time working for man, that's why the people that's poor and needy don't have no one to help them, because the children of Israel is not doing what the God of Israel put you here to do. And you got blood on your hand. All kind of blood is on your hand, people. And you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for disobeying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're going to pay for it. You're paying for it right now. That's why everybody's sick, dying, all kind of stuff going on with them. You paying for it right now, and you want to believe that it's Satan the one making you sick and all this stuff. No, you are paying for it right now for disobeying the God of Israel. You're going to pay for it now, and you're going to pay for it when you leave this earth, when you stand before him. You're going to pay, people. Blood is on your hands. And me as the prophet of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, I must tell you that. I must tell you the truth. I must tell you the truth. You need the truth right now. You need the truth, the divine truth that comes from the God of Israel. You need a prophet. You need the truth. So we read in the poor and unfortunate right now. We're in that part of the law in the Torah, in the Tanakh. In the Torah, I'm sorry, the Old Testament. We're not in the Tanakh. The Tanakh is the prophets. So we're going to go to law number 44 right now. Law number 44 about the poor. The poor and the unfortunate in this earth. You got homeless people all over the earth. Little children, men, women, all kind of people all over the earth. And all you people care about is your own selves. That's all y'all care about. Y'all the most stubborn, rebellious, hard-hearted, stiff-necked people that I never seen a people like these today. I never seen a people like I see in this earth today. Y'all are so cruel. You so cold-hearted. You don't care about nobody but your own selves. Law number 44. To leave the gleaning for the poor. To leave the gleaning for the poor. Yes, you're supposed to have your own food, Israel. Yes, you're supposed to have your own land, Israel. Yes. Yes. Leave the gleaning for the poor. You ain't got no gleaning because you ain't got your own land. You ain't got your own food. You ain't got your own cattle. You ain't got your own fruit trees. You ain't got your own corn. You ain't got your own beans. You don't have nothing. You don't have nothing but a paycheck. That's all you people got is a paycheck and an education. That's all you possess in this land. So that's Leviticus 19:9 when it say law number 44 to leave the gleaning for the poor. Leviticus 19:9, law number 45. I'm going to read some of them with you today. Not all of them, because I have to get through 50 laws today. I have to get through 50 laws today. Every time I come on this platform, I must go through 50 laws to finish this in 8 weeks. Law number 45, not to gather perfect clusters of the vineyard. Leviticus 19:10, not to gather the imperfect clusters of the vineyard. This is up under the law, people. This is the law of the God of Israel, what he gave the children of Israel to do in this earth. This is why he put you here. He didn't put you here to work for man. He didn't put you here to go to school. He didn't put you here to get no job. He didn't put you here to get no education. He didn't put you here to party. He didn't put you here to do none of the stuff that you are doing. He didn't put you here to entertain yourself. He put you here to work and serve him and take care of this earth. That's what he put you here for, to take care his earth. And to take care of the poor. To take care of the poor. And the unfortunate people that's in this earth. So it says right here for law number 45, when you have a vineyard, when you have a vineyard and all 12 tribes supposed to have a vineyard. All 12 tribes. What is a vineyard? A grape field. A grape field. So you can make your own wine. So you don't have to go to the supermarket and buy no wine. And call yourself, you Hebrew Israelites, call yourself on Passover and all the holy days and all the feast days. You want to go up in the market and buy the God of Israel some wine. The God of Israel don't want that wine. That wine is polluted, it's defiled, it's satanic, and he don't want it. You're supposed to have your own vineyard so you can make as much wine as the God of Israel told you to make for his drink offering. You people not serving the God of Israel. You people not keeping the law. You people not doing what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told Moses to tell the children of Israel to do. You, they children, they are ancestors. They didn't do it. They had their own food, their own vineyards and all that. But they were so wicked and they were so rebellious and they were so evil. And they despised the God of Israel. And they despised his law. And they rejected his law. And you are worse than your ancestors. That's what the Bible say. You worse than them, people. Way worse. Way, way worse. With your stubborn selves. You're so stubborn and so arrogant. Stubborn and arrogant. And you are a stink in the God of Israel nostrils because you're so stubborn and so arrogant and so conceited. And you people are going to pay for it. You are going to pay for everything that you're doing to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. You're going to pay, people. You're going to pay a great price for your rebelliousness and your evil that you're doing against a God that put you here to serve him, to work for him, to take care his earth. So he said right here in law number 45, for the poor and unfortunate, don't take all the grapes out of the vineyard. Leave some for the poor. Leviticus 19:10. Law number 46. To leave the imperfect clusters of the vineyard for the poor. Same Bible verse. Leviticus 19:10. Deuteronomy 24:21. I'm going to read that one with you. Deuteronomy 24:21. Let's see what that one say. So he's saying, don't glean all the grapes of the graveyard. And all the grapes that's rotten and no good and they not growing that good. I don't want those. Leave those for the poor. See, he's a perfect God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. He don't want nothing that's not right. Nothing. So Deuteronomy right here, 24:21. Let's go to that law in the Torah. Deuteronomy 24:21. You don't know what kind of God you serving, man. You don't know what kind of God the God of Israel is. And that's my job to show you as his prophet what kind of God he is and what kind of people he's looking for in this earth. No, I'm not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect. All I'm trying to do is what the God of Israel want me to do, what he wrote for me to do. No one in the Bible
that served the God of Israel was perfect. They all made mistakes. They all did things wrong. Moses and all the rest of them. David and all the rest of them. These was people that loved the God of Israel. What makes you different from David and Moses and all the rest of Samuel is that you don't love the God of Israel. You don't care nothing about him. It speaks for itself, people. You don't care nothing about him. You don't care what he wants, how he wants, and when he wants. All you care about is yourself, what you want, and how you want, and when you want it. And that's what's going to get you people hurt. Just like it got the ancestors hurt and killed. Deuteronomy 24:21 for law number 46. We reading about the poor and the unfortunate in the law. This is how the God of Israel want you to treat the poor, Israel. This is why the God of Israel want you to treat the poor, Hebrews and Gentiles that say God is your father and all you love him. And you don't love nobody. You don't love nobody. You don't even know what love is. You loveless. You don't even know what it is, people. When the Deuteronomy 24:21. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. Let me read law number 46 again in the Torah, the Old Testament. That two Christians believe is done away with, is no good, it's obsolete, and I don't need it. All you people, not just Christians, all you people. Y'all go up in the Bible, you Hebrew Israelites, and pick out what you want to do under the law. You want to do the holy days and the feast days and the dietary law. When thou gatherest thy grapes, Israel, of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. So what is the God of Israel saying right here? When you go and gather all your grapes out of your vineyard, out of your field, don't go back and clean it off again. Once you glean it and gather it one time, don't go back and do it again. Thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger. Who is the stranger? The Gentiles. The Gentiles. Anybody that's not a Jew, anybody that's not an Israelite is a Gentile. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless. The fatherless. All them little hungry kids in the world today that ain't got no daddy. Ain't never seen their daddy. Their daddy never talked to them. Their daddy never called them. Their daddy, they don't even know who their daddy is, a lot of them. Because their mama laid up with the daddy, had a one-night stand, and the daddy impregnated them, and ain't the child ain't never seen the daddy or know him. They are the fatherless. And for the widow. Who is the widow? Who is the widow? The widow, people. The widow is a woman that was married and lost her husband. Her husband died and left this earth. That's a widow. And that's what your vineyards and your grape fields supposed to be for these people. That's how important it is that you have your own food. That's how important it is that you have your own food and your own produce and your own fruit trees. It's important to the God of Israel, but it's not important to you. It's not important to you. You could care less about getting the land and planting a fruit tree and a grape tree. It's not important to you what the God of our fathers told us to do. It's not important to you that you plant a grape tree for the fatherless and the stranger and the widow, the poor little widow. It makes me think about a story in the Bible. I think it was Elijah. The widow didn't have nothing. The prophet Elijah went to her house and the poor widow said, I don't have nothing but some meal. And me and my son, we're just going to make this meal, this last skillet of bread, and we're just going to die, Elijah, because we poor and we hungry and we don't have nothing. You people have failed the God of Israel. You people have failed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to serve man, to serve the law of this land, to serve the law of this world, to serve the gods of this world, to serve the idols of this world. Next law. Law number 47, not to gather the single grapes that have fallen to the ground. Leviticus 19:10. We read that one earlier. Well, I read it yesterday. Not to gather. You can go to it right now and read it. Leviticus 19:10. Not to gather the grapes that have fallen to the ground. Leave them for the poor. That's what he told the children of Israel to do. That's what they had to do. If they wanted the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be their God, they had to follow his instructions and do it exactly the way he said to do it. Next law. Law number 48, to leave the single grapes of the vineyard for the poor. Leviticus 19:10. Law number 49, not to return to take a forgotten sheaf. Deuteronomy 24:9. This applies to all fruit trees. Deuteronomy 24:20. Let me go to that law. The children of Israel, when they got to the land of Canaan, when they left Egypt and got in their own land, the God of Israel spoke to Moses, the prophet, told them what they had to do when they got to Canaan. And when they got there, they refused to follow the God of Israel. They refused to do what he wants, just like you people refuse today. Because you're so in love with your constitution, and you're so in love with the law of this world and the law of this land and everything that they got set up in this wicked earth that man have defiled and polluted. And that's why the God of Israel is going to burn it up to the ground. Yes, he's going to burn it up to the ground. Y'all think COVID something. That ain't nothing, people. That ain't nothing what's going to hit this earth. I'm telling you what I know. He's going to burn it to the ground. Why? Because it's wicked, it's evil, it's polluted, and it's full of evil and wicked people that don't care nothing about what the God of Israel put you here to do. You care about is your church service, your Sabbath service, your Sunday worship, your Jesus, your Yah, your God, your Buddha, all that. That's all you people care about. And that's not what the God of Israel told you to care about. He said care about the poor. Build them fruit trees, Israel, when you get to Canaan. Plant them fruit trees in the ground. When you get to Canaan, take care of the poor and the widow and the strangers. Yes, Hebrews. I'm putting the guilt trip on you. Hold on. Give me a minute. You are guilty. You are guilty. Because you are the seed. You are the inheritance of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. You are guilty. You are guilty, Judah. Black folks, Negroes all over the earth, you are guilty. I'm not talking about no Africans either. Africans are Hamites. I'm not Africa. Judah, not African. They Hebrews. I'm talking to you, Judah. Negroes all over the earth. I'm talking to you, Issachar. Mexicans. I'm talking to you, Zebulon. Panamanians. I'm talking to you. The God of Israel is talking to you, Cubans, Manasseh. You have went against the God of Israel to uphold the law of this world. So law number 48. To lead the single grapes of the vineyard. Law number 49. Not to return to take a forgotten sheep. Deuteronomy 24:19. Let's read that law. Deuteronomy 24:19. When thou cuttest down thy harvest and thy field. You see what the God of Israel told our ancestors. I know a lot of you black folks, you Christians, that go up in Christian churches, believe 70% of black folks in this world, they make up the Christian church. I know y'all want to believe that you Hamites and Gentiles, because that's what the law of religion have taught you, a lie. A lie. You're not Hamites. You're not Hamites. You're not Africans. Even though you're from Africa. Don't you know Jerusalem is in Africa? Don't you know the Hebrew nation was birthed in Africa? Don't you know Canaan? The promised land is in Africa. No, you don't know that. Because you've never been taught that. Because your Christian churches, your Muslim churches, your Mormon churches, and all your churches have taught you people that you are Gentiles. And that you don't have to keep the law. Because you are under grace and you are under mercy. So it say here for law number 49. Deuteronomy 24:19. When thou cuttest down thy harvest and thy field, Israel. And has forgot a sheaf in the field. That's how they bungled up their fruit and their vegetables and their corn and all that stuff. They put it in a sheet. The God of Israel told them, told Moses to tell them, the prophet, and have forgot a sheep in the field. Thou shalt not go again to fetch it. To fetch it. Leave it, he say. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. Religion. That's one of the best scriptures they have in the New Testament. Pure religion is taking care of the orphans, the fatherless, and the widows. That's a scripture in the New Testament that comes right back to the Torah, the Old Testament. That's why I keep telling y'all people, when you read scriptures in the New Testament and it don't bring you back to the Torah, then it's a straight up injection from the people that translated your versions of Bibles. They call them that you have today. The same people that wrote the Constitution. The same people that set up the law of the land. The same people that told you that the law is done away with and you only got to keep 10, the Ten Commandments. The same people. The same ones, people, that injected things in the New Testament that's not true, that's not in the Hebrew scrolls. It's not part of the Hebrew Bible, the scrolls, the Masavak in the Hebrew for the Torah, the 613 laws, the Masavak. It should be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widows, that Ahayah thy God may bless thee and all the works thy hands. Y'all see that, people? This is law number 49, Deuteronomy 24:19. When you cut down the harvest in the field, that's where you're supposed to be working. If a man don't work, he don't eat. Yeah, if a man don't work for the God of Israel. If a man don't work for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he won't eat. And that's why you people are hungry today. That's why you're hungry right now, because you're working for the wrong one. You're working for the wrong one. When thou cuttest down thy harvest in thy field and hast forgot a sheep in the field, thou shalt not go back and get it again. Leave it there for the poor. Don't be greedy, he say. Don't be greedy. Leave that for the poor. Leave that corn, leave that greens or whatever it is that you grow. Leave it for the poor. Don't go back and get it. You already forgot it. What, you going to go way back down the road and round the corner to the field to pick up something that you left when you need to leave it for the fatherless and the poor and the widow? The widow ain't got no husband. She ain't got nobody to take care of her. Her husband dead. And that was the job of the children of Israel, to take care of the fatherless. That's why the God of Israel told them to grow their own food, so they could take care of the little child that don't have a daddy and the widow that don't have a husband. Verse 20 of Deuteronomy 24, for law number 49. When thou beatest thy olive tree, thou shalt not go over the bouch again. This is such a powerful God that you people refuse to serve. When thou beatest thy olive tree, our ancestors had olive trees. They had grape trees. They had plum trees. They had apple trees. They had all kind of trees. Our ancestors. Bro, can you all put, excuse me, people, can you put that in the freezer? CDI, the stuff that he bought, can you put two of them in the freezer? Two of them in the freezer, okay? And the other ones you can put at the bottom, okay? Yes, put two of them in the freezer and the other ones at the bottom. Excuse me, people. So I'm reading law number 49 right now. So it is our job as the Hebrew nation, the God of Israel is our God, to take care of the father, to take care of the stranger, and to take care of the widow. We must have our own food, people. Don't you people understand? But see, you've been working all your life and you're still hungry. Can't you see it, people? Are you that dumb and naive that you can't see that the God of Israel wrote a perfect law for you to follow so you can prosper and be blessed and have everything that you want for you and your children? Can't you see that? Can't you see that you're just wasting your time and your life and your energy refusing to do what the God of Israel told us to do, Hebrews. And that's why the law of the land want to teach you that you Mexican, that you African Americans, that you Cubans and you Panamanians and you Belizean and you Honduras and you Guatemalans and you Salvadorians and you Puerto Ricans, you South Americans, they want to teach you this. The people that created the law of this land. Why do they want you to be somebody that you are not? You know why they want to be somebody that you're not? Why they want you to be that way? Because, excuse me, bro, because they know. They know if they can get you people to believe that, and they have got you to believe, that you will never, ever connect with the Hebrew scrolls. You will never, ever connect with the God of Israel. You will never, ever connect with who you are and who the God of Israel put you in this earth to be and do. As long as you keep believing that lie that you Mexican and all that stuff, you'll never have a fruit tree. You'll never have a grape tree. You'll never have an olive tree. You'll never have a cornfield. You'll never have your own cattle, your own food, so you can prosper and be blessed and help the poor. You are the people that the God of Israel chose in this earth to help the poor, Hebrews. You got to do the work to have the fruit trees, the grape trees, the olive trees, the cornfields. You got to do the work. You got to work for the God of Israel so we can have our own food to help the poor. That's why he told us to have our own food, so we can help the widow, the fatherless, and the poor, and the strangers. So, yeah, you want to keep believing a lie. You want to keep believing the law of this land. That you somebody that the God of Israel never said you was. How can you believe, people? Let me take my time here now.
because I'm feeling the prosthetic coming on now. How can you people believe that you are Gentiles? Who is the Hebrew nation? Who is the 12 tribes of Israel? Who is our God? Where is our God at? Who is the 12 tribes? Where are these people? You think they dead and they don't exist? That's the lie that the people told you that set up the law of the land. You believe your oppressors. You believe the people that rule this earth. Satan and his agents. You believe what they say. You believe it, man. You don't want to believe the Bible. You don't want to believe that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have a people in this earth that's supposed to be working for him and him only. Working in the field to have a harvest. Your own food. You're so busy going to work to get a $200 paycheck and a $300 check that'll never feed you. You dumb man. You need to, oh God, people, y'all people are so very foolish. When it's right here on the paper, it's right here in the Bible, it's right here in the scrolls. What you supposed to be doing and how? No, you don't love the God of Israel. No, you don't love the Creator. No, you don't give a damn about him. You're a liar. Think things is a game, man. You think everything is a game and a joke. Law number 50, people. Law number 50. Look what he said right there. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 24:19 for law number 49. When thou cuttest down the harvest in thy field, you want to cut down the harvest for the people that rule this earth. You want to work in the fields for them, picking corn. Picking beans, picking potatoes. You want to work for them. So all the produce that you pick in their field, they turn around and sell it to you. You dumb people. They turn around and sell the very thing that you pick it for them. They sell it to you and put it in their grocery store and sell it to you with the very money that they're going to pay you for picking that field. The very money, Pete, that they're going to pay you for picking the corn, the beans, the potatoes, you're going to pick all that stuff and get your $200 or your $300 check a week, and they're going to put all this stuff in the grocery store, and guess what? That money that they paid you to pick that field, you're going to give it right back to them. You is so very stupid, Pete. You so stupid. And all you got to do is go anywhere and just pick any field that you want. This is our world. The God of Israel created this world for the children of Israel. This world belongs to us. This is not their world. They just trying to stake claim to something that don't belong to them. Why? Because we don't know who we are. And we don't want to know. As long as we can work for them and do whatever they tell us to do, we okay. This our world, people. I don't have to go buy no field. I can go anywhere I want in this earth and choose whatever field I want and have me a cornfield, plant me some olive trees,
grape trees, whatever I want. Just the God of Israel earth. But they got you people so afraid of them and so conditioned that you feel like you got to go beg the government and ask the government to give you some land, or you got to go to a real estate office and ask them to give you, you got to buy land to buy nothing. That's what you believe. You don't have to buy nothing, people. It belonged to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. It don't belong to the government. Let me say it again. It don't belong to the government. Let me get some water, people. I told you, I'm here to teach truth, people. I am here to teach you truth. I'm here to edify you. I'm here to help you to grow and go where you need to go right now. Because you can't stay where you at, people. You cannot stay where you at, and you can't continue to do what you've been doing all of your life. Why? Because the God of Israel ain't going to let you. And that's prophetic right there. That is prophetic. The God of Israel is not going to let you people continue to do what you have been doing all your life. You either going to do what he told you to do in the law, in the Torah, or you won't do nothing at all. And that's prophetic. He's not playing no more, people. He's not playing no more. He done gave you people enough time to figure out what y'all want to do. We can see what you want to do. Let me go. And he said right here, Deuteronomy 24:19. Take care of the fatherless and the widow, that a higher thy God may bless thee and all the works of thy hands. You don't know how important it is for you to have an olive tree, do you? You don't know how important it is to have a grape tree. Or how you say, he's going to bless, if you work for him in the field, he's going to bless the works of your hand. Everything that you use your hand for him will prosper. Will prosper. He can't bless you when you go to work for some man. Can't bless you, people. He never told you to do that. He told you to work in the field for him, to take care of the widows and the poor. No, you don't know the Bible. You don't know the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls. I'm not talking about no translated stuff you've been reading. I'm talking about the Hebrew scrolls. He's going to bless the work of your hands. And that's why, people, you want to uphold this law. You want to work for these people, man. You want to work for Esau, big brother, don't you? You want to work for him. You want to work for Esau, our big brother. The God of Israel never told you to work for Esau. Not one time. Verse 20, when thou beatest thy olive tree. But I tell you, it's so important to have an olive tree. Is the God of Israel, like oil, olive oil. He loved oil. The oil is for our health. The oil is for our beauty. The oil is for our skin. The oil is for our body. The oil is for the meat offering and the burnt offering that the God of Israel wanted us to put on the altar and give to him and send up a smoke. We had to put a beat the gold and the lamb and all that stuff and oil and flour, fine flour. When thou beatest thy olive tree, thou shalt not go over the bouts again. It shall be for the stranger and for the fatherless and for the widow. That's why everybody hungry, man, because Israel not doing their work. Israel not doing their job. Next law, people. Law number 50. I'm still reading the poor and the unfortunate section of the law. Law number 50. To lead the forgotten sheaves for the poor. Deuteronomy 19:20. I just read that. Law number 51. Not to refrain from maintaining a poor man and giving him what he needs. Not to refrain from maintaining a poor man and giving him what he needs. Deuteronomy 15:7. Let's go to that law. I'm going to read that one with you. Deuteronomy 15:7. Deuteronomy 15:7. Stop being so afraid, people. Stop being so afraid to do something different with your life, with your time, with yourself. Don't be afraid. Do what the God of Israel told us to do. We are the Hebrew nation. We are the children of Israel. He's going to be with us if we do what he told us to do. That's the only way he can be with us, people, when we do what he told us to do. Law number 51, Deuteronomy 15:7. If there be among you a poor man, one brethren, talking about a Hebrew, talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, brethren, within any of thy gates in thy land, which a higher thy God giveth thee. This is when our ancestors was in Canaan. Before they even got there, Moses had already told them what they had to do, what the God of Israel wanted them to do. They became his people when they left Egypt. And he became their God. It wasn't about what they wanted no more. It wasn't about what they wanted and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to do it anymore. No, I got you out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of slavery. Now I'm your God and you my people, and you must obey and do what I want. And there among you be a poor man or one of thy brethren. If I see a poor Hebrew Israelite man or woman, brother or sister, within thy gates, in thy land, which a higher thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from the poor brother. How many of y'all is guilty of this, man? How many of us is guilty of this precept, this law? When you see Judah, your brother, he a Hebrew. When you see a Mexican, Issachar, that's your brother, he a Hebrew. When you see a Guatemalan, that's your brother, Zebulon, he's a Hebrew. Panamanian, Zebulon, Hebrew. You cannot You cannot harden your heart and say, no, man, I ain't going to help you, man. You got a pocket full of money. You got all kind of clothes in your closet, all kind of shoes, all kind of hats, all kind of stuff you got, man. And a God of Israel allowed you to accumulate all them things just to see what you're going to do with it. If you're going to help the poor. Thou should not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from the poor brother. But that's what you people do all the time. All the time. But you say you love God. And no, man. No. If you people in this world love the Creator, we wouldn't have a poor, hungry people on this earth right now. We wouldn't have a poor person in this earth right now. If you people was doing and following the law and had your own land and all your fruits and vegetables and stuff the way the God of Israel higher told you to have it, we wouldn't have a hungry, poor person in this earth today. That's how I know, as the prophet of the God of Israel, that you people, you Hebrews and Gentiles, are not doing what you supposed to be doing. Law number 50. That's Deuteronomy. No, law number 51. That's the one we on now. Deuteronomy 15:7. Law number 52. Law number 52. We have some scriptures we're going to read about the law of the land. I told you the law of the land is satanic. It's evil and it's wicked. And it's destroying a whole generations of people. Generation after generation after generation after generation. The law of your land was set up by Satan himself. And that's why the Bible says 90% of you people are children of Satan. 90% of you people belong to the beast in the system right now. The law of the land ain't nothing but the system. I read that yesterday when I came on. The law of the land is a system. And 90% of you people belong to that system. And 90% of you people will take the mark of the beast that's coming up very soon. You will take it. You will take it. You will. Why? Because you belong to the beast and you belong to his system and you belong to the law of this land. Yeah, I just want to correct you as the prophet of the God of Israel. I want to correct you before that day comes because it's coming fast, but lean. Why is it moving so fast? Why is everything going so fast? You know why? Because the God of Israel is ready to end it all now. He ready to end this. Yeah. He ready to end this. Yeah. You people think that you're going to have your world and all your entertainment coming back and all your movies coming back and your Hollywood coming back and your concerts coming back. And you think all this stuff coming back, don't you? You think your government have figured it out, right? The people that wrote the Constitution and the law of the land, you think they have figured it out, right? How to bring your world back and your life back and your school back and everything back. You really think the God of Israel going to sit back the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahayah is his name. You really think he's going to sit back and do absolutely nothing and let the government come back and all his people parade up and down the street with their madness? No, people. You can believe that if you want to. But I'm letting you know, as the prophet of Israel, the God of Israel got some son of heavy stuff up his sleeve. Let me say it again to you prophetically. The God of Israel, he got some heavy stuff that's about to hit this earth, people. Some stuff that you ain't never dreamed could happen in a lifetime. That's how bad and off the hook, as they can say in the hood, off the chain, it's going to be. Yeah. Let me go to the next law, people. Law number 52, still reading the section of the law that talk about the poor and unfortunate. $1,000 in your pocket right now. A lot of y'all got more than that. What you going to do with that money? What are you going to do with that money, people? Are you going to help the poor? Are you going to help the stranger? Are you going to help the widow? Absolutely not. You're going to spend it on your joints and your weeds and your hair and your church service and give it to your pastors and your elders. I know what you're going to do with it. Deck yourself out, could care less, people. And guess what? The God of Israel can care less right now. Because you people have showed him. Y'all have showed him that you are not on his side at all. The law of religion, that's another law. It's got you people all bound up and sold up and all your gods and fantasies. Law number 52. To give charity according to one's means. To give charity according to one's means. Charity, which is love and support. To give charity according to one's means. Let me get some more water, people. Give me a minute. That's Deuteronomy 15:11. I'm going to read that with you. Same chapter, Deuteronomy 15, verse 11. Come on. Deuteronomy 15:11, people. For the poor should never cease out of the land. You're going to always have poor folks in this world. Therefore, I command thee. You see what the God of the Bible say? The Creator. Therefore, I command thee, Israel, Gentiles, if you say I'm your God, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land. This is law number 52. Deuteronomy 15:11. For the poor and the unfortunate. The poor ain't going to never leave us. But do you people know that when you stand before the throne of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, he's going to judge you according to what you did with the poor and to the poor and for the poor? It's a law. It's laws wrote up in the Bible about the poor and the widow and the fatherless that you people are going to be judged for. I'm going to be judged. We all going to be judged for. I can hear some of y'all saying, I'm poor, man. What I got? I ain't got nothing but a government check and welfare and Social Security. I'm poor. But you got some people way poorer than you that don't have nothing. Not even a drink of water. Give to them people. Help them people. Open your hand wide unto your brother. That's a Hebrew. A Hebrew woman or a Hebrew man. Open your hand wide. You can sit down, Hebrew Israelites. Y'all some pitiful, pitiful, pitiful people. Talking about y'all into the tube, you into, you know, the Most High and all of that. Who you helped today? Who you helped last week? What did you do for the poor? What did you do for the widow? What did you do for the orphan? What did you do for the stranger? This is the law I'm reading. The Torah, Mitzvah in the Hebrew. He said, open your hand wide. Don't give your brother no dollar when you know he needs $20. Don't give your brother no 50 cent when you know he needs $5. Don't give him no $20 when you know he needs $100 and you have thousands in your pocket. $200, $300, some of y'all got the stimulus checks. Poor people ain't got nothing. They don't even know how to apply for a stimulus check, even though they're eligible, a lot of them. They don't even know how to apply for it. Some of y'all got $2,000-$3,000 in stimulus check. Did you give anybody anything? No, did not. You went and got your hair done, your nails done, your lip implant, your breast implant, your Jordans, True Religion, your Gucci, your MK purses. Your Xbox 360s and your video games. Open your hand wide to your brother, to thy poor and to thy needy in your land. You are guilty. You are guilty. You are guilty. And you will be judged. For breaking this law. Open your hand. Open your hand and give it to your brother and your sister and the poor little hungry woman on the street. And it say right here, verse 12, for Deuteronomy 15. And if thy brother in Hebrew man, what did I tell y'all? If thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, I'm reading Deuteronomy 15:12 up under the Torah and the law, Old Testament. I'm talking to you Hebrews. The God of Israel is talking to you Hebrews. And if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, and in the seventh year, thou shalt let him go free from thee. Law number 53. The mosquitoes come, honey. CDI, excuse me, people. CDI, could you close the back door up and come and close the front door? I feel something coming now. Mosquito time. Law number 53. Law number 53, we are finished now, people. The laws that's wrote up in the Bible about helping widows and poor and strangers. There's many more scriptures in the Bible about helping the poor. But we're just going to deal with what we have right here on this paper. The next segment or the next section of the 633 laws, the Mitzvah. Treatment of the Cydia, could you please come and close the front door? Excuse me, people. Give me a minute. And close up the back one. A lot of mosquitoes out today. We had a lot of rain over here, people. A lot of rain. Feel the mosquitoes now. The next segment is the treatment of the Gentiles. Oh, yeah, you Hebrew Israelites. You ICPP and TIC and IPO. Honey, excuse me. Could you close the door? I feel mosquitoes, please. To love, I said, yeah, y'all, it says here, treatment of the Gentiles, the way you're supposed to treat a Gentile up under the law. Them ICPPE brothers and them Hebrew Israelites, them black Hebrew Israelites, they hate Gentiles and they hate Esau. And look what the Bible say about the way you treat a Gentile up under the law. Law number 53, people. To love the stranger. That's Deuteronomy 10:19. Let's go to that. I can read that one with you. To love the stranger. It didn't say hate Esau. It didn't say hate the Edomite. It didn't say none of that. Matter of fact, it's a scripture, and I think it's Obadiah, not to hate the Edomite because he's your brother. And he is our brother, Jacob and Esau. Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Esau is the father of the Gentile nations. The Greeks, the Romans, the Germans, the Russians. Who else is their father? Who else is their father? If Esau not their father, then who else is their father? They Gentiles. Remember what the God of Israel told Rebecca, the mama, when he went to the father God and told him that, you know, in Genesis 25, she was having all kind of pain. But the two children, they was twins, in her womb, they was fighting and warring in the womb. And she said, why am I in so much pain? If you say you're going to bless me with having these babies, why am I in so much pain? He said, you know what? It's nations in your womb. And two people will be separated from your bowels. One will be stronger than the other one. And the elder shall serve younger. That's what it is. But I'm not teaching about Esau and Jacob today. I just brought that out to say that Esau bought the Gentile race because it was two nations in Rebekah's womb. One bought the Hebrew race, which was Jacob, and the brother, his oldest brother Esau, because he came out first, red all over like a hairy garment, red as fire in the face. Look at them. Look at them. They red as fire, rosy color. When you look at them, their face look like blood. Blood. Those are Esau children. Esau children. So look, law number 53, to love the stranger. Deuteronomy 10:19. Deuteronomy 10:19. Love ye for the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear Ahayah thy God. Him should thy serve, and him should thy cleave and swear by his name. Love the stranger. Japheth, Noah three sons. You got Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, he's the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. He brought forth the Hebrew nation. That's the bloodline of the Hebrew nation, Shem. Ham is the African. African, Gentiles. He brought forth the African, Hamites. Ham. Japheth. He is the father of the Gentiles also. Hamites are Gentiles, and Japheth is Gentiles. He the father of the Gentiles. The Koreans, the Asians, the Chinese. Those are Japheth children, and they are Gentiles. So, yeah, people, love the stranger. We have to love the stranger. But only the stranger. Because remember yesterday when we was going over the law, and I read a law in the Bible that said that you only, your neighbor, love your neighbor. And your neighbor is the ones that keep the covenant. And your neighbor is the 12 tribes of Israel, your brothers and sisters, Hebrews. So no, you don't love a stranger that is wicked and evil and don't want to serve the God of Israel and don't want to do what the God of Israel wants them to do and don't want to follow the law and the covenant. You don't love them kind of strangers. He ain't telling you to love them kind of strangers. He telling you to love the strangers that want to do what he want them to do as strangers. Do you know not in the Bible the Gentiles got a law that they got to keep? They got a law that they got to keep. They got to abstain from idols. And don't eat nothing sacrificed to idols. That's their law that the God of Israel told them. So no, we don't love a stranger that hate the God of Israel. We don't love a stranger that's worshiping Jesus and Jesus and Guadalupe and Ceramuses and Allah and Buddha and all these false gods. We don't love them strangers because them strangers hate the God of Israel. We only love the strangers that love our God, Hebrews, and that do what our God told them to do, Hebrew. That's a stranger he's telling us to love. So no, the people that set up the wicked law of this land to keep you in control, to keep you bound and depressed and oppressed and depressed so you'll never get ahead in life and never have nothing, and they keep getting rich and wealthy and wealthy and wealthy and wealthy, and we keep getting poor and poor and poor and poor. No, you don't love them. You don't love them because they don't love the God of Israel. They don't love the God that put them here. They love Satan. Satan is their God. So love the stranger, the ones that keep the covenant and follow what the God of Israel told us to do. Law number 54, not to wrong the stranger in speech. Excuse me, Exodus 22:20. You can read that one if you like. Excuse me, people. Not to wrong the stranger in speech. Again, same thing. They have to be somebody that love the God of Israel, want to keep the law and do what the God of Israel want us to do. Law number 55, not to wrong the stranger in buying and selling. Let's read that, Exodus 22:20. Another law. I don't know how much time I got, people. I'm going to check in a minute. But I want to read a few scriptures today to really bring out the law of the land. Exodus 22:20. I'm going to check in a minute, see how much time I have. Exodus 22:20, people. He that sacrificed unto any God. Do y'all hear this? What did I just tell you people about loving a certain kind of stranger you can only love? You can't love everybody like the law of this land have taught you. The law of religion have taught you to love everybody, even if they oppressing you, even if they beating on you, still love them, pray for them and ask God to forgive or pray for them that despitefully misuse you. That's a scripture, the New Testament. Injection. God gonna tell you, Matt. Anybody that misuse you and mistreat you, Israel, these are your enemies. You better take them down, man. If you can take them down, take them down. You think the God of Israel told the children of Israel when they get to Canaan to love the Canaanites and pray for them, kill them, and beat them? He never told them. He said, kill children, women, animals, everybody. Tear down their altars, tear down their churches, tear down everything. See, that's why I say, people, you don't know the law. You're not being taught the law. And it said, he that sacrificed, Exodus 22:20, any God say unto a higher only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Let me say that again, people. This is law number 55 for Exodus 22:20. Not to wrong the stranger and bullying or selling. He that sacrificed unto any God, Jesus, Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, Yah, Wahawa, Most High, he that sacrificed to any God, Jesus, Jehovah, Jah, he that sacrificed Yah to any, YHWH, Yahweh, Baal, he that sacrificed unto any God self, unto a higher only, he shall be utterly destroyed. That's what he told our ancestors to do when they get to Canaan. That's why he told them, told the children of Israel, our ancestors, kill babies, kill little children, kill men, kill women, kill kings, kill queens, kill cattle, tear down their churches, tear down their altars, tear down their groves, kill all the animals. I don't want nothing from these wicked people. Kill them, Israel. Why? Because they sacrificing to another God and not to me. And that's why I told you people, you don't have to love everybody in this world like the Christian church and all your satanic religion, Lord of land churches have taught you to love and do. If they not worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of our fathers, Ahayah is his name, destroy them utterly, kill them. That's what was told to our ancestors. So you still believe that New Testament madness that they got in there, satanic injections, tell you to love everybody in the world and pray for them that despitefully misuse you? Esau put that there, bruh. Esau put that in the Bible. Our big brother, the one that's ruling this earth, the one that translated the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls, to what you have today, all your translations, Esau is the one put that in the New Testament. Esau is the one wrote the New Testament. The New Testament, like I say, if it don't take you back to the Torah, the Old Testament, it's not real. Because they only had the Torah when the Son of God and Peter and them walked the earth. So that was created. That was created. That's why they named Peter and John and Paul and, you know, Mary, Joseph. They got all these English names. Because it's not the build scrolls. Just like the Bible you got right now, King James Version, all that, translated scroll. Translated. Translated from the Hebrew scrolls. Be careful, people, because you're living in a dangerous hour right now. I'm going to say it again, people, because the God of Israel is telling me to say that. You living in a dangerous hour right now. So anybody that's calling on Jesus and all these false gods, a higher told our ancestors to kill them, destroy them utterly. And you people have joined yourself to it and match yourself in it and all of that. You're a part of it and all of that stuff. You got so many people leaving GOCC, you know, other little Hebrew Israelite organization and going back to Christianity. Are you people nuts? And I hope somebody can hear me today on the other side of this broadcast. Are you people nuts to lead a Hebrew Israelite and go back to Christianity? You shouldn't have never joined the Hebrew Israelite or the Christian church. It's all paganism. It's all wicked. And it's all false. God hates churches. He hates religion. He hates all this stuff going on. You would have been better off just staying in the Bible, staying in the Torah, trying to understand on your own and not going back into Jesus as God and all that madness that you used to believe. Law number 56. Excuse me. Cedia. Cedia. Could you please throw them a half a key? Law number 56, people. So buying and selling. I don't know. Let me go to 21 and 22. Exodus 22. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were stranger in the land of Egypt. Anyway, and after I do 56, 57, 58, I'm going to see how much time I got because we're going into marriage, divorce, and family for the next section of the law. So law number 56, not to intermarry with Gentiles. Give me another minute, people. Not to intermarry with Gentiles. You ain't got no business marrying no white woman. You don't got, if you're a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, you don't have no business marrying no white woman, no Chinese woman, no Korean woman, no Asian woman, no African woman. They are all Gentiles. Let me read the law. Deuteronomy 7, verse 3. Deuteronomy 7, verse 3. You see how powerful and outstanding? It's so much wisdom, man. It's so much wisdom. It's so much edification and knowledge and confirmation into the law of God. It's so much wisdom when you read it, man. It's so much wisdom and understanding. Y'all people don't realize how smart I have became over the last 2 years, since I've been done denounced all religion, I done denounced all gods, I done denounced all of that stuff, Hebrew Israelite, Christian church, all of it, I denounce. You don't realize how much wisdom and knowledge and understanding and sense I have gained since I did that and since I've been reading the law and the Torah and really taking my time to seek out things in the Bible that the God of Israel want me to know. Oh, my God, I have so much knowledge now. I have so much wisdom now. I have so much power now. I have so much dominion now. I'm not afraid of nobody and nothing no more. I used to be so fearful when I was a Christian and a Hebrew Israelite and all that stuff.
religion. The Lord is world religion. So fearful, but not no more, people. Because I'm serving a real God now. And I'm following his law. And I'm going to keep his law. However I can keep it. If I have to build a fruit tree by myself, I would do that. However I got to teach it, he can keep it. He already know. He already know what's in my heart to do. Unfortunately, I'm around people that don't care about doing what the God of Israel want us to do. So guess what? I won't be judged for the things that I want to do that I can't do on my own because I don't have the help to do it. And that's where it comes in with us being a Hebrew nation, one unity, one God. Because we're supposed to be building up food all over the earth to feed the poor. All them poor kids over there in Africa and Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala and Salvador and all up in there, Panama and Belize, all them hungry people, man. If we was doing what the God of Israel wanted us to do, have food all over the earth, our brothers and sisters, they wouldn't be hungry today. You wouldn't be hungry today, waiting on some food stamps and a government check. You wouldn't be hungry. You can go out there in your yard, pull you some greens up, pull you some beans up, some potatoes up, some tomatoes up, some onions up, some squash up, corn, whatever you want, man. You can go to your backyard and go to your well and dip down in your well and get you some water, some good water that come from the ground, man. Oh, my God. I've been drinking well water, people, for 2 years now. No, about 4 years now. I have my own well, and I've been drinking well water now for 4 years. And guess what, people? That's the best water you ever drank in your whole entire life. Believe what I'm telling you, people. And our father Abraham, he had wells everywhere. His son Isaac, he taught his son Isaac the same thing he knew. He had wells everywhere. Jacob, Isaac's son, our father, the father of the 12 tribes, he had wells everywhere and food everywhere. Yeah, people. Yeah, you poor, broken, hungry, and waiting on your brother Esau, the one that wrote the law of the land, and the one that's enforcing the law on the land. You are the members of the law of the land. It's been enforced on you by the authority figures that Esau. Yeah, he the ruler. He got the Chinese and the Irans and the Asians and the Germans and all the rest of them people. He the ruler. Esau. The Chinese and all them Asians, they do whatever he tells them. Yeah. I know who he is. He can't hide no more from me because the God of Israel have revealed him to me, my big brother, and who he is in the earth and what he is doing to his people. Yeah. Yeah, people. What have you taught your kids? When up under the law, it teaches you that you need to teach your kids the law. When you wake up in the morning, when you laying down at night, when you get up in the morning, when you're sitting in your house, you're supposed to be teaching your children about our father Jacob, that they are Hebrews, and that they God is a God of the Hebrew, and his name is Ahayah. He only got one name. The one he gave Moses is his name, his prophet. The one that opened up the Red Sea. The one God used to open the sea. That's the one he revealed the name to. And Noah and all the rest of them knew his name. Adam, all the rest, Eve, they all knew his name. They all, Jacob, our father, before they even got to Egypt, he knew his name. You think Jacob is the father of the 12 tribes and didn't know the God, he didn't know the God, he didn't know his God name? You people got to be nuts. You think Abraham, the father of the 12 tribes, or Israel, the number one source is Abraham? He didn't know his name, and God say, Abraham the prophet in the book of Genesis? You got to be kidding me, people. So, yeah, they all knew that one name. And they all called them that one name. And then the children of Israel lost the name when they was in slavery in Egypt for over 500 years. 430 years they was in Egypt. They lost the name of the God of Israel through slavery, through bondage, through serving Egyptian gods. And then Moses had to reintroduce and re-give them the name back to them. Yeah, that's how it went, people. That's what the God of Israel told me, how it went. So, yes, people, let me go to the next law here. Law number 57. So you cannot marry. Law number 56, I'm sorry. Law number 56, Deuteronomy 7:3. I don't know how much time I have. I check. Deuteronomy 7:3. Deuteronomy 7:3, people. Law number 56. You're getting there, people. I can knock down close to 100. I'll be happy. Law number 56, Deuteronomy 7:3. Not to intermarry with Gentiles. You can't marry no Gentile, okay? You can't marry no white woman. Neither shall thy make marriages. Look what the God of Israel told us. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. Neither shall thy make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall not be given unto his son, nor his daughter shall thy take unto thy son. But they will turn away thy sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Ahio be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. You cannot marry a Canaanite, an African. Because when the children of Israel got to Canaan, look what he told them. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars. The Africans, the Canaanites, break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. You are not allowed to marry Africans. You are not African. You just believe that. Because the law of the land taught you that. The people that rule or think they ruling again taught you that you're African, that you're a Hamite, that you're a Gentile. Who is the children of Israel there in the earth? If all you people think you Gentiles and white folks and Asians and Portuguese and Dutch and all this stuff, Scottish, and who is the children of Israel? Where is the children of Israel at? You know where they at? In the Caribbean, the 10 tribes. That's where they at. Mexico, one tribe. Yeah, don't doubt me because I know it for 100%. And guess what? I didn't have to wait on GOCCPEE to tell me that. I went to investigate myself. I went to South America. I saw Asher for myself. The 10 tribes live in the Caribbean. I've been to Guatemala. I saw Zebulon. Panama. I saw Zebulon. I saw these people. You cannot make marriages with Africans, with Chinese, talking to you Hebrews. Don't let nobody tell you that. Because if you do that, you commit an abomination. When you marry an African or a Chinese or Japanese, German, Russian, and all these people, Scottish and Dutchess, and you are committing abomination against the God of Israel because he told you not to do it. But you're doing it anyway. That's why your seed, your children, they curse and they bastard children. They bastard. The Bible called them bastard children because you married outside of the God of Israel what he told you to do in the law. When you marry an African and you're a Hebrew, that's a bastard child. Let me go to the next law, people. That child will never belong to the God of Israel. You're a Hebrew man and you want to marry an African woman. Or you're a Hebrew man, you want to marry a white woman. That's a bastard child, and that child is cursed. That child is cursed. Believe me. Some kind of way that child is cursed. And you cursed too, because you didn't have no business married outside of what the God of Israel told you to do. Next law. Law number 57. To exact the debt of an alien. That's Deuteronomy 15:3. Let me read that, people. I got one more. Then I'm going to see how much time I got. How much time I got. Deuteronomy 15:3. Okay, people. Look what it say in Deuteronomy 15:3, the law number 57. To exact the debt of an alien, of a foreigner, thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thy hand shall release. Say, when there shall be no poor among you, for Ahiah shall greatly bless thee in the land, which Ahiah thy God give to inheritance to possess. Of a foreigner, you may exact it again. It's a tax. It's a Hebrew number, 5065. So for exact, for law number 57, Deuteronomy 15:3. It's a Hebrew number 5065 for exact, an animal, a workman, a debtor, an army, by implication to tax. You can tax a foreigner, Hebrews. A foreigner is nothing but a Gentile. But you cannot tax your brother, your Hebrew brother, or your Hebrew sister. It's against the God of Israel to charge them taxes, interest. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You got a business. If you have a business and you're Hebrew and you have people working for you, if they Gentiles, you can tax them or whatever. Charge them whatever you want to charge. But your Hebrew brother and sister, you cannot do that. Let me correct you right now, because I know a lot of you got businesses, and you do have people working for you, and you do take taxes out of their checks, because that's the law of the land to tax everybody, to charge people more what the job is actually worth. They making $200. You want to take $20 out of 10%. You can't do that. Let me go up to Deuteronomy 15:2. It said, in this, in the manner of the release, every creditor that lent out out unto his neighbor shall release it. After 7 years, you're supposed to release the creditors. Everybody that owed debt, you're supposed to release that debt. But guess what? The wicked Edomites and the people that wrote this law, the land stuff we see today, the Constitution and all this stuff, they wrote back 15, maybe about 20 years ago. They used to do that. When you owe a debt after 7 years, they cancel the debt. But they wrote a law, executive order. They good at writing executive orders. That's how they push their laws. Like they got some kind of authority and some kind of power. The only power these people got is the power that we give them. Let me say it again. The only power that these people have that wrote the law of the land and pushed executive orders and presidents and all, the only power they have is the power that we gave them to have and rule over us. And guess what? The God of Israel never gave them power over us, dominion or rulership at all. They only got that authority, and they can push their executive orders and all their laws because you believe in them. You trust them. So they pushed the executive order not to cancel the debt now after 7 years. And it's up under the law to do that. That's why I tell you, these people that's writing these laws, they wicked people. They're going against the God of Israel. And that's why the God of Israel going to tear it all down, people. Last law. Law number 58, and then I'm going to see how much time I got. Cedia, could you turn the light on in here? I can't see, please. Law number 58, people. I need to get some water. To lend to an alien at interest. To lend, this, I'm reading the section of the law over here. Yeah. The treatment of Gentiles. This one too. The treatment of Gentiles. That's what I'm reading right now. How you treat foreigners. To lend to a Gentile, an alien, at interest. But you cannot lend to your brothers with interest. Your Hebrew brother. You can't do that. It's against the God of Israel to do that. Let me read the law and then I'm going to check and see how much time I have, people. Deuteronomy 23:21. Deuteronomy 23:21. I never own a pawn shop as a Hebrew woman. I never own a pawn shop. I never ever pawn things. I don't never want to pawn nothing no more. Because we don't supposed to let nobody put usury on us. That's against the God of Israel to let somebody use you and get more money out of you than what you paid for something. 23:21 of Deuteronomy. Same chapter, just the 21 verse. When thou shalt vow a vow unto a higher thy God, thou should not slack to pay it, for higher thy God will surely require it to thee, and it will be sin unto thee. If you make a vow, I'm going to go up. Let's go up. I think it's, I'm going to start at Deuteronomy 23:20. Unto a stranger. Y'all see that? Let's go up. Let's start at 19. Deuteronomy 23:19 for law number 58, to lend to an alien at interest. I'm in overtime now, people. I'm going to start right here with this last law, and then I'm going to read you the scriptures that I have to bring more out about the law of the land. So I want to say. But Deuteronomy 23:19 for the last law concerning the treatment of the Gentiles. Thou shalt not lend upon usury. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother. Who is your brother? A Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman? If I give somebody $20, I shouldn't even want it back if that's my brother or sister. If he a Hebrew brother or a Hebrew sister like me, I shouldn't even want it back. Thou shalt not lend upon usury. Usury means with interest. Or wanting some money back for what you gave somebody. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother. Usury of money. Listen to what it said. Usury of food, victuals. Usury of anything that is lent upon usury. It say here, Hebrew number for usury, Deuteronomy 23:19. Hebrew number 53:91. It says, to strike with a sting as a serpent. That's a serpent, man. You're a snake when you want to lend something to your brother, your Hebrew brother, your Hebrew sister, and want it back from them. As a serpent, spiritually to oppress with interest. What did I tell you? To oppress with interest. On a loan, it say. Bite. Lend upon usury. Is not this wicked system that's set up in this earth, all over the earth, have usury? Everything you borrow from the bank, you got to pay back interest. Every time you go get a loan to buy a car or a house or a credit card, you got to pay back interest. That's why I tell you people, the system that is set up in this earth is evil and wicked. It's against the God of Israel. The God of Israel ain't telling these people to set up no banks and charge you interest. And you dumb little Hebrews and you dumb little Gentiles, y'all run up in the bank all the time. To buy a car, buy a house, to buy this, to buy that. And you never pay off that loan. You end up going in bankruptcy and all kind of stuff. Only thing you're going to pay is the interest. You'll never pay the mortgage back. The mortgage is for $1 million. And every time you make your monthly payment, you paying $5,000 a month. You just paying the interest. Usury. Don't ever try that with a Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman if you are a Hebrew. Don't ever try that. Don't ever try to lend your brother or your sister something back and expect it back. And then some of y'all say, if I give you $50, I want you to give me $60 back. Yeah, I know you do it because I've been guilty of it before myself against my own people. Y'all better straighten up, man. You better straighten up and straighten out. And it say, Deuteronomy 23:20, unto a stranger thou mayest lend, only to a Gentile. Only to a Gentile. A Hamite, a Chinese, a German, a Russian. Only to a Gentile. Hebrews, can you lend upon usury? It said, unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother. So if I open up a pawn shop, that's all about interest. If I open up a business and I want to tax people, take money out their check, I cannot do that to a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman. I can only do it to the Gentiles. I can only do it to the Gentiles. If my Hebrew brother, my Hebrew sister come up to my pawn shop. I can't charge them no interest, people. And it say a loan. It say usury, a loan. It say to oppress with interest on a loan. That's Hebrew number 5391 with Deuteronomy 23:20. You ain't got no business. You don't have no business, Hebrews, letting people use you with usury. Going to the bank, getting loans to go to school and loan to go to college and loan to buy this and loan to buy that and loan to have a credit. That's why I don't even want no credit cards no more. I don't want nothing got to do with usury. Nothing at all. Because it's against the God of Israel. So with that, people, with that, stop taking out loans from banks because you're breaking the law, Hebrews, and you don't even know it. You ain't got no business taking out no loan. And ain't nobody got no business putting usury on you. There's several scriptures in the Bible about usury, not just this one. It's several. So you really think you're keeping the law? You're not keeping the law. Because all of y'all people, 99.8 people, that's black folks, Hebrews, Mexicans, and all kind of people that's Hebrews, they guilty of usury. You guilty of that. And you really think God is your father? No way, people. No way will he ever be. You need to stop deceiving your own selves. So with that, people, I'm going to read the few scriptures I have here. Let's see exactly how many laws did we go over today. We only got the 16 laws, people. Just 16 and 2 hours. So I say 8 weeks, but I think it might going to take me maybe 12 weeks to finish this. Maybe 12 weeks, people. Like 3 months. Whatever it takes, I have to finish it. Okay, we're going to go to the scripture now, people. We're going to go to the scriptures now. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks of teaching. All 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 3. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elishaba. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. 1 Peter, we have about 3 or 4 scriptures, and that's it. I'm going to say talk to y'all later. I'll be here Tuesday. Tuesdays and Saturdays. 1 Peter 2, 13 through 17. 1 Peter, law of the God of Israel said the same. I'll be here. 1 Peter. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. Look what Peter said. Peter. Look what Peter said. Look what they say, Peter said. Look what they say that Peter said. Submit yourselves, every ordinance of man. Do y'all really think Peter said that, people? And I know a lot of y'all Christians, some of you Hebrew Israelites, think it also. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to kings as supreme. Submit yourselves. It said Greek number 5293 for the word submit yourself, to obey, to subordinate. Be under obedience. Obedient. Put under subjection. Submit. obey. Peter told you to obey the king and the supreme. So back then, that would have been the Romans. Back then when Peter, Paul, and all of them was walking, the Romans was the king. They was the one, Herod and all of them. They was in control. Caesar and all of them. So they said right here, the people that translated the Hebrew scrolls to what we have today. They said right here that Peter said in 1 Peter 2:13, submit yourselves to the Romans. When we have several scriptures in the Bible, where Peter told him, no, I'd rather obey God rather than men. They told Peter, you know what, if y'all keep preaching in that name, if y'all keep preaching in that name, we're going to put you in jail, and we're going to beat you, and we're going to hurt you. Peter told him, do whatever y'all got to do. Do whatever you feel you need to do. But there's no way that I'm going to submit to you or your authority, Caesar. So no, Peter did not write this. There's no way possible that the Romans is the ones, Paul and all the rest of them. They the one killed them, beheaded them, and all kind of stuff. They was in control of Jerusalem back then. They the one killed the Son of God. The Romans. When Pilate wanted to let him go, they didn't want him to go. The Romans. Edomites. Esau, our big brother, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Do y'all people really think Peter wrote this when Peter told the people, you can do whatever you're going to do, but I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to give you what my God told me to do. So no, this is an injection. The people that wrote the law of the land. The people that created the system that you people uphold with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, all your everything. They are the people that injected this in King James Version Bible that you have right now. They injected it. So they can control you. So they can get you to submit to their law, to their rule, to their king, to their queen, to their government. No, God did not put this in the Hebrew scrolls. This is not part of the Hebrew scrolls, what you read here in Peter. It's an injection. The God of Israel would never tell you to submit to no man and obey the king supreme. Never. You see how dumb and gullible you people are? Y'all think this is a real scripture that the God of Israel put in the Bible. Ain't no way Peter ever would write something like this. Submit yourself to every ordinances. So that's every rule that they make. That's every guideline that they make. Send your kids to school. Obey. Pay taxes when you work for us. And we take taxes out your money. Obey. That's the ordinances that they said. Peter said you need to submit to every ordinances of man. Line up at the grocery store by obey. Get scared 100 times a day. Obey. The vaccine. Obey. Every ordinance, every law that they have made in this earth, they want you to obey. And they put this scripture in the Bible, this verse in the Bible, so you would do just that. 1 Peter 2:14. Or unto governors. See, that's the government there. First, you got the king in 1 Peter 2:13. You got the king and you got the queen right there. It said, obey man for the Lord's sake, whether it be king or supreme, king or queen, obey them. Whatever they tell you to do for the Lord's sake. Because if you do whatever they tell you to do, guess what? You're making God happy. And that's exactly what they teach in all their religions all over the earth. And that's why I say all you religions, your religions are pagan. Every last one of them is pagan. Because they teach stuff like this. And there's nowhere in the Torah, the Masavat, nowhere in the Hebrew scrolls that tell you to submit to man, every ordinances of man. And then it say right here in verse 14, of the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So they said, submit to the government that was sent by God. Wasn't no government sent by God. Let me say that again, people. I'm talking about the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God that's on their money and God we trust. That's Satan. Yes, he the one set up the government. Satan. This is his beast system and his world. Or unto the governors that are sent by him. Sent by who? Yes, Satan, of course. And God we trust, all CNI on the dollar bill, pyramid, Ra, sun god, god of Egypt, Ra, pyramid god, Ra, sun god, Jesus, Jesus, Baal, Jehovah. That's who sit and set up all these rulers that you see in the earth. Or unto governors as to them that are sent by him. Who is him? It didn't never say who he was. It didn't say it was the God of Israel that sent them. Really? It didn't say. It said by him. Well, who is him? We know exactly who it is, people. I know exactly who it is. When I was a Christian church pastor, I didn't know who it was. When I was in the Hebrew Israelite church, I didn't know who it was. I know now who it is, who him is. That's Satan. He the one set up the government structure that you see in this earth. And they the ones that killed Peter and all the disciples that was in this earth because they wouldn't bow down to them. They wouldn't obey them. They would submit to their every ordinances that they say Peter wrote right here, 1 Peter 2:13. No. No, Caesar. Do whatever you got to do, Caesar. Do whatever you got to do. You can kill my body, but you can't take my soul. And it say, punishment of evildoers. So anytime you don't obey the government and their structure and their executive orders and the law of the land and their constitution and everything they got set up for the slaves to do and follow, the members of their countries, which is the slaves, everybody is a slave. White, black, pink, purple, it doesn't matter what color you is, you still a slave.
You got rich slaves. You got poor slaves. You got all kind of slaves. But guess what? They all are slaves. Because they in control. They in control of all the slaves. They make money off of all the slaves. Don't care what color you are. These people don't care nothing about you, man. You kidding me? Or thy or unto, oh, look here, 1 Peter 2:14. Or unto the governors. Let's look up the governors in the Greek. I'm curious what that say, people. I'm curious. The governors. Oh, 1 Peter 2:14. Or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. So when you don't obey the government and the governors and the president and all these people, you are considered as a evildoer. They said Peter wrote this. Oh, this is so funny, man. Y'all Christians and Hebrew is right, real life really believe that Peter wrote this, don't you? Let me look up governors. I'm about to leave, people. 1 Peter 2:14 for the word governors with an S all over the earth. Greek number 2232, a leader. A leader, that is a chief person or figuratively place or province. Governor, prince, ruler. Who is that prince? The principalities of the air, Satan himself. Or unto governors, as to them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So guess what? If you obey the president, and you obey the Congress, and you obey the government, and you obey the king, and you obey the queen, guess what? You got praise. Praise. And guess what? They might throw you a little crumb on the floor. Because you do it, and that's what the stimulus checks is all about. Let me tell y'all people something that you don't know. Because you're not a prophet, and you'll never know. Unless you become one, then you got to become the prophet of the God of Israel, the real God, to know this stuff, what I'm telling you. Yeah, he's going to protect me. I don't fear no one and nothing. He done showed me many times that he's going to protect me against man, demons, spirits. It don't matter who it is. I will have the power and the authority myself when it's time. And I know that. So, punishment of evildoers. So if you disobey the government and the president and all these people that they said, Peter said, you need to submit to and obey. You're an evildoer. But if you do, if you obey them and do whatever they tell you to do, get the vaccine, take the mark of the beast, take the RFID chip, put the chip in your hand, let your hand get scanned to buy food, let them scan you 10 times in one day, wear their clothes, eat their food, work on their jobs. Let them take taxes out your money. Let them give you slave wages for 10 hours of work. You get praise of them for doing what they doing well, they say, Peter say, that they're going to praise you for doing well. And guess what? That's what the stimulus check's all about. As long as you do what they want, as long as you slaves be quiet now and don't make no noise, don't fight against what we're doing and what we said,
continue to line up at the store and wash your hands. Social distance. Be good slaves. We'll give y'all a little bit of money out your own fund. We'll give y'all a little bit of money, the money that your ancestors made from slavery. We'll pay you that. Yeah, we got plenty of money, people. Plenty of money that our ancestors made in slavery that they won't give it to us. And they dish it out to us any way that they want to give it to us. So the stimulus check is all about keeping you quiet, still. And guess what I read in the news today, people? I read in the news today, ever since we've been in the pandemic, they call it, people have been paying off their debt and their credit card debt and all the debts that they owe. So guess what? They've been taking all that stimulus money and all the money that they've been making on these little jobs that they still working in the pandemic, and they've been paying all their debt. Y'all some dumb people. They've been paying their credit cards off, they say. They've been paying all their debt. Oh, the slaves have been they've been making a lot of money through this pandemic. They said the slaves spending more money than they ever spent in their life on video games, George clothes, paying their debt off. That's what you do, people. You get the money and you give it right back to them. Let me say it again. Let me say that again, loud and clear. You get the money and give it right back to them. How are you going to ever become wealthy? How are you ever going to become wealthy? When you get the money, you give it right back to them. You got the stimulus check and turned around and gave it right back to them. Right back to them, people. That's what y'all did. Wow, people, for y'all. No, Peter didn't write this. It's called submission to authority. Submission to authority. Next scripture, people. I'm going to take this all the way to 17, and I got to go, people. I got to go. I'm going to breeze through these other two. Verse 15, that's 1 Peter 2:15. But so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may be put to silence, the ignorant and foolish man, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of malice, but as the service of God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's something else. Next scripture, people. Next scripture, Romans 13, 1 through 7. That's another. Y'all already know about that one. Let me just breeze through this real quick. And after that, I got three more, and that's it. Romans 13, people, 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. But there is no power but that of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Oh, my God, people. That's a jacked up scripture there that's injected all the way. So they inject the scriptures in Peter. They inject the scriptures in Romans. Whosoever therefore resists the power. That's not talking about God. That's what y'all think. That's not talking about the power of the God of Israel. Whosoever resists the power. What power? Satan power. Satan power. The powers that be. The powers that be. Who is that? Masonic order. That's what it is. Masonic order. The powers that be. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinances of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
So they got you thinking and believing that if you resist the power that be, the religion and all the rules and stuff that they have made in the earth, you are condemning your own selves. Wow. I wish y'all go away, please. Yeah, people. They did a number. Ooh, a serious number. But the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do not that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God. Oh, yeah. Next scripture, people. I ain't going to read no more of that fairy tale stuff that don't make sense. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. And it ain't got nothing to do with what Paul said. Okay? Not at all. 1 John 2:4. Injection all day long. 1 John 2:4. He that said, I know him and keep not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. So, yeah, you're a liar. You say you know the God of Israel and you don't keep his commandments. The God of Israel say you are a liar. You are a liar. And guess what it said in the book of Revelation? All liars have their part in the lake of fire that burneth forever. You going straight to hell. You're a liar, man. You say that you know him, and you don't want to keep his commandments. You are a liar, he say, and the truth is not in him. And all liars will go to the lake of fire and burn for eternity. That's what the book of Revelation say, people. That's what liars he talking about. The people that don't want to keep his law and don't want to do what he say and keep his commandments, but want to call on God. You're a liar, and the truth is not in you. What is the truth? The Holy Spirit. And that's why you can't hear. That's why you can't hear the Father. That's why you can't hear the God of Israel, because the truth is not in you. That's what it say right here. The Holy Spirit is the truth. Next scripture. Because you're a liar. You won't keep his commandments. 1 John 2:4, next one, Psalms chapter 60, verse 11. One more after that, and I'm finished, people. Psalm 60, verse 11, people. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. Y'all want me to say it again? Vain. Right here in Psalms chapter 60 verse 11 is the help of man. Ain't no need you keep running to your government and your president and thinking these people gonna do something and change something, and make something right and new and different. Because the God of Israel said right here, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahayah is his name. Vain is the help of man. Everything that they give us, everything that they do for us, everything that they try to say going to make our life better, they're going to build this, and they're going to make this, and they're going to do this, and they're going to give us raises on our job, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to give us more money. Vain is the help of man. You know what that means, people? It doesn't matter what they do. The God of Israel say it will never, ever, ever, ever be able to get you out of your trouble and your problem. So guess what, people? Guess what? You need to wipe these people out of your mind, man, and put the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
the God that loved you, the God that put you in this earth to bless you, to prosper you, to make you great, to make you great. Celia, come here. Excuse me, people. I'm about to go. I'm in Dodo. Go outside. Put Dothy outside. He'll never be able to help you, people. Look what it says, Psalm 60, verse 12. Through God, right here, come and get him. Through God, we shall do valiantly, for it is he that shall tread down our enemies. That's who's going to tread down our enemies, not no one else. Last scripture, people, Psalms 89:48. Last one, people. Psalms 89:48. Yeah, I read in the news today that it was about 20 pastors. They said they are very wealthy, man. They had George Myers and Paula White and Juanita Vine and T.D. Jakes and Kenneth Copeland and Justin Duplett, Benny Hinn. They had all of them hypocrite, lying, law or religion pastors. They said they network is worth millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And you little poor people ain't got nothing but a little job. And they got millions of dollars. Father God, what a stupid people. What a stupid, stupid, stupid people. And no knowledge and no understanding. Psalms 89:48. That's why, people. What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? There is no man on this earth that is living that is not going to die. And guess what? When you die, you're going to see hell. Who is him? The God of Israel, Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation. What man is it that going to live and that should not see death? So with that, people, this is God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks of teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 3. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elisha. I'll talk to y'all later. Tuesday. I'll be here Tuesday. And we're going to pick it up at Tuesday. We're going to pick it up with marriage, divorce, and family. Tuesday. We're going to pick that part of the law up. You have 24 laws for that one, Tuesday. With that, people, I'll talk with y'all later. I got to get some water now. God of Israel, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise for this day, for this Shabbat. Thank you, Father. Thank you.